Good morning. It's 11:08 here at News Radio 1580 WCCF and time for the Dr. Triana Show. This is a live medical talk show in which we encourage you to participate. Our phone numbers are 206-1580 or toll free at 888-441-1580. And at this time, the phone lines are wide open, so give us a call at any time during the show. And now, here's your host of the program, Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
And good morning. Good morning, everyone. What a beautiful day. What a beautiful day. Welcome, Zane. We also have as our guest, Pat Thiel, who is my nurse and my office manager and friend and BioT nurse. Hi, Pat.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. I know you've been having a little rough morning because your baby's sick, right?
Yeah, my poor dog. But she's going to the vet this afternoon. So
oh, that's good.
We'll find out what's going on.
You know, I'm so attached to my little Dachshunds. The wild children. That's what they called at my house because they are wild. I don't know anybody out there who's an animal lover. You can know how we feel. Excuse me. How much we love our animals, our dogs. Right?
Oh, they're a huge part of your life.
They're your family, too.
They're family members that you actually love and like.
And they're so cute. Anyways, I call mine the Munchkins. They have little tiny feet. The little Dachshunds are so cute. So, welcome today. We have a wonderful program. We have so much to talk about. But first of all, I want to remind everybody, you know, you could call us at 206-1580. This is a great show. You're listening to the Dr. Triana Show. We are here to talk about any of your health-related questions. We're here to talk to you about any of your aging questions or any of your, sex after 50. We're going to talk about that today, too. Questions. So this is your program to ask and listen and learn and enjoy also. But we want to remind everybody about the shoes for kids, right, Pat?
Yes, that's been a huge project, and it's gotten a lot of attention lately. And it's such an amazing effort all over the community, the whole area. We have a drop box in our office, and it's been fun to see the contributions coming in. We've gotten a lot of wonderful shoes. We've gotten cash donations from patients and other professional representatives coming through the office, and it's just been thrilling. So we have another, this is coming up on the end now.
Yes.
The 27th, I think, is
the last day.
They'll be collecting them in the beginning of next week. So if you have a chance and you haven't gotten to a drop-off location yet or you'd like to make a cash donation, please do so because it's such a worthwhile cause. And 100% of their collections, monetary or shoes, goes into this project. There is not one dime that goes anywhere else but to the kids for their shoes.
I know. That is, to me, our biggest resource, our kids. And, you know, we had Christy Smith. She's the spearhead of this drive with the Sunrise Kiwanis. And I told Christy, I promised that we would be talking about this to the end of the drive because we really feel it's so important. My whole office is behind this. Please, if you want to come by, our office is at 3155 Harbor Boulevard in Port Charlotte. Come by. We're right across from the American Legion. Drop off a new pair of tennis shoes, sneakers, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
I call it tennis shoes, sneakers.
Yeah.
Anyways, come by, drop off, and think, you know, all you have to do is spend like 10 bucks and think of a little kid that's going to be so happy. I know one of the ladies in our office, both Danny and Shannon, went out and got these cute little Frozen.
Yeah, they got some wonderful Disney shoes that were so cute for little kids. And they really did a wonderful job buying trendy looking, solid, good sneakers for older kids to have for a school for athletics and gym. And these two young ladies that work in our office are so much fun and they bring so much vitality to our work environment. And they have knocked themselves out to make this successful, writing thank you notes to our patients that have made donations and buying shoes and encouraging other people to buy shoes. It's been a lot of fun and they've done a great job.
They really are great. And they went to a fundraiser,
yeah, they
too.
Did.
they said it was really nice. And I think they're going to have, it's in the newspaper, they'll have more fundraisers. By the way, you might see our ad in the paper. And, you know, we have a summer special, right?
We do. We do. It's excellent.
For the BioT consultation, we have $50 off your first visit. Boy, that is awesome.
But make sure when you call to schedule your consultation appointment that you mention the ad, because that is how you will get a $50 reduction in the consultation fee.
And that's great because, wow, what a step. Think about that. This is something that could change your life. You'll feel better. It's going to help you with all your menopause symptoms, the women, the hot flashes, the vaginal dryness, the fatigue, the muscle loss. In men, same thing. It helps with your libido, your energy level. Why wouldn't you want to find out more about this? Doesn't everybody want to feel good?
By all means, I can't imagine making a choice to feel otherwise. But then there's also the huge hidden benefits that we're not so much aware of, but the benefits to your brain. It prevents Alzheimer's, and women get Alzheimer's 7 times more often than men. So to help reduce that risk is huge. Also, your bones, your heart, breast health, your muscles. Those are all things that we're not always aware of. But hormone balancing has a huge impact on all of those other physical properties as well.
That's true. And also, what about your sexual health? That is very important. I have 3 talks scheduled. And the title of the talk is The Birds and the Bees and Sex After 50. And I'm going to be speaking to the Kiwanis, to the YMCA, to the Zonta Women's Club. So this is such an important part of our being human. You know, I think we forget. We're so connected to apparatuses that we forget that we're really humans. And we need that intimacy, that connection with another person.
Absolutely. Humans are people who need mates. And if you can improve that relationship, make it even stronger and deeper as you age, then you're going to keep one aspect of your life alive that a lot of people feel is just to lose that as a natural part of the aging process, but it doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be, and that's the whole thing we're looking at. Everyone here that is coming for a consultation, you want to age healthier. You want to have more good years, which makes sense. Everyone wants to enjoy their life, enjoy their family for as long as they can, and not become what I don't want to be a burden.
No.
To my family. No, physically, mentally.
No, I don't either.
I don't really want that. But if you have any questions, give us a call at 206-1580. I think, Zane, you have a question?
Well, doctor, if someone comes in interested in the BioT therapy, you have the consultation. I'm just interested to know how extensive are the range of tests that you have to perform, like blood tests? Like, which ones do you look at for each patient?
The blood test, I can answer that for you, Zane. The blood work that is done is very comprehensive. It not only looks at your hormone levels, it also looks at your thyroid function, which is a very significant part in the whole hormone process. It looks at your blood count, your electrolytes, even looks at cholesterol, because all of these things are part of a general health picture. And to optimize as much of your hormone balance and your physical condition as she can, she really looks at much, much more than just your testosterone level, your estrogen level. So she gets a really good picture on, and it quite often then brings about other suggestions for optimizing the way you feel. For instance, increasing the function of your thyroid, helping bump that up a little bit. A lot of different issues. And oddly enough, I guess we have discovered several patients that have come in and had the comprehensive labs done for BioT, and Dr. Tran has actually found some other problems and issues that were resolved first. But I think it's a very significant protocol to get as much information about the patient as you can before you start doing anything.
Because that allows you to then, at the end result, after all those tests are completed, to make a customized BioT pellet.
Absolutely. And that's really the beauty of this type of, this delivery method for the hormones, is that it allows the doctor to customize for every individual patient exactly what they might need. And it's very exacting compared to creams, gels, patches, pills that you have to swallow. This is really far superior to that.
Well, thank you.
And we look at your, like we say, we look at your thyroid too. And you're right. This is a much superior way. This is based in science. And in fact, we have some wonderful articles we're going to talk about, and we're going to bust some of the myths. You know, we'll talk about that. Let's have our first break there.
Another morning where you just drag yourself out of bed after hitting the snooze button 5 times. Now you're driving to work. It's like a zombie. That lack of energy and poor sleep every night is just one sign that your hormones may be out of whack. Time to get them back in balance with BioT. Both men and women need testosterone and suffer without it. And all you need is a quick little test. My testosterone was too low, my estrogen too high, and it meant that I was just foggy and irritable every day until I learned about BioT Medical. BioT is all natural. It's not synthetic. It's not those shots or messy creams that you hear a lot about. With BioT, all you need, 2-3 treatments a year, as opposed to painful shots that you're getting every week. Come out of the fog, feel youthful again, get that libido back up, feel happy, even maintain your weight loss.
Hi, this is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. Let me balance your hormones with BioT. Call me at 941-625-1990. For your appointment.
11:21 here at News Radio 1580 WCCF. And now back to the Dr. Triana Show, brought to you by the Triana Center for Hormone Balance. And here's our host, Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
And to let everyone know, too, we also are accepting family medicine patients. If anyone needs or would like to have a primary care physician, we are accepting new patients. I can just say that I feel very blessed that I have the most wonderful team in my office. So it isn't just me, it's everyone else. Right, Pat?
We do have a great team. And it's really nice to work for someone who is so appreciative of everyone. We have a lot of fun, and we try to take the best care of our patients that we can. And our patients are very close to us. We know them. Most of them have been coming to Dr. Triana for many years. So, just give us a call if you're considering changing, or that you need or looking for a new primary care doctor. Our office does accept most all insurances. So just give us a call and find out. We'd be happy to help you.
And that our phone number is 625-1990. So I'm going to do What Body Part Am I? And remember, you can call us at 206-1580. So what body part am I? Well, I'm a very important, actually, I'm 2 organs about the size of a walnut. I'm in your pelvis, and I produce hormones, and I produce your eggs. Think about that. I am so important throughout your life. And when I don't work or I am surgically removed, you go into menopause. So I think everyone's going to guess that one. What body part am I? Oh, hello, caller. What's your name?
Hi, it's Dorothy.
Hi, Dorothy. How you doing, sweetheart?
Yeah, I want to take a guess, please.
Yes.
It's got to be the ovaries.
Wonderful. Thank you. That's okay. Great. Enjoy the show, sweetheart.
I will. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Yes, the ovaries. Oh, my gosh. And it is about the ovaries. Such an important part of our bodies. So, you know, the other night I was watching TV and just taking a break, and I saw a big, big commercial. If you are on testosterone therapy, you need to know, if you've had a heart attack or stroke, you need to call. And it's a law firm, right? I'm not going to say the name of the law firm. So I want to bust that myth, okay? One of the myths, and we're going to talk to you about testosterone and how it is a myth that that it will increase your risk for heart attack, stroke. And in fact, at the American College of Cardiology, in their scientific sessions in 2015 in San Diego, it was presented that testosterone therapy is not associated with cardiovascular events in men. And they are telling the FDA to re-examine the safety of this treatment. So this was presented at the American College of Cardiology. That's a very prestigious event. That with the aging population, more and more men are needing testosterone. They did a survey of over 7,000 men, and the men had a low testosterone, and they found that there was no increased risk for heart attack or stroke. And they even adjusted for risk factors for heart disease, which are previous heart attack or stroke, cholesterol levels, smoking status. And between the two groups, they found no difference. So basically, they said that this is very critical that patients who have had previous vascular disease may not have any effect. And they want to let you know that there is no increased risk. And in fact, they were talking about in this study how important testosterone therapy is in improving your metabolism and improving the fact that it decreases fractures of the bone, which is we're talking about osteoporosis. We have talked about that. Testosterone is very important also for your bones and for your metabolism. What about the article that you have, Pat, about depression?
Well, this is also very interesting. They found in a study done at Washington University in Washington, D.C., that men with considered borderline testosterone levels have a higher incidence of depression. And as we've talked about before, testosterone helps the receptors in your brain work with the feel-good hormones that are in your body, dopamine, norepinephrine, serotonin. And without testosterone, the receptors in your brain can't really pick up those hormones anymore, and they don't function as well. So not surprising that along with women who associate depression with menopause, men also are 56% more likely to have depression when their testosterone levels start to fall.
Wow, that's very important.
So it's not confined to just one sex and menopause.
No, men have andropause. So I think when someone is depressed for whatever reason, that maybe everyone should have their testosterone level checked to see if that's an underlying root cause. One of the things we know that BioT is working with, they're formulating a study to help men who have had brain injuries or head injuries.
Closed head injuries. We've heard a lot about that in the last couple of years as far as professional sports goes or sports period for men having closed head injuries and how that affects the aging brain. Excuse me. So BioT has done a lot of research and made recommendations for how they feel testosterone, keeping your testosterone levels up, can really help with the results of closed head injuries, brain trauma, be it from sports, service to our country in the armed forces, and a lot of different results being injured and having a closed head injury, and the assistance that the differences that this has made in these people's lives is huge. So BioT is working together with its providers, like Dr. Triana, to assist these men if if this is something that might help. So if you're interested at all, or you know someone who might benefit from a program like this, just give our office a call and we'll give you the information as far as what BioT has made available to these individuals.
At 625-941-625-1990. And this also is for our first responders.
Yes.
Police officers, for there's also a lot of information about people who are working the as first responders, police officers, or firemen have had certain traumas in their line of duty, and how the hormones, balancing their hormones, has made such a difference in their lives.
Yeah, and another aspect is even those professionals that we were just, Doctor was just mentioning, that have such great physical demands in their line of work. Firemen, police officers, deputy sheriff, all of those people who are required to exhibit such great physical strength at different times, having higher levels of testosterone can make a phenomenal difference for these individuals because it allows their muscle mass to stay in better shape. You just feel better, you have more energy, and you can see more results from exercise. So if your profession requires you to be physically fit, has a lot of physical demands, you should really think about having your hormones balanced. You may find it much easier to stay in the condition that you want your body to be in for your job.
Yes, that's very important because, you know, we're all aging. Why do we have to, you know, wait till we fall off the cliff to do anything? You know, that's that whole mentality. That's the whole thing like prevention. You know, we have the Triana Prevention Center. Do we have to wait until our blood sugars are 200 or 126 2 days in a row, or our A1C greater than 6.5 to be called a diabetic? Why can't we wait? Why do we have to wait? Why can't we prevent it? Do something about it? Do we have to wait to fall off the cliff? No, I don't think so. None of us wants that. There's so much we can do to help ourselves. The healing comes from the inside out. Not to say that modern medicine is not the most incredible thing, that science is important. But if we don't look out for ourselves, my goodness, what are we waiting for? Do we want to become incapacitated? No.
That's right. Well, another aspect is the prevention that, I mean, is purely documented. The science is behind it. If people were given hormone replacement earlier on in their life instead of waiting until they're in the dregs of menopause or just feeling awful, a lot of bone loss, heart problems could be avoided from the get-go, and I think that's significant, and it's going to be a huge part of medicine and for people in the future.
This is part of personalized medicine. What is it that each individual needs or needs to have done, or what we need to look for? It includes, like, we have a patient come to us, we look at the patient, their past history, what medicines there are, what is their lifestyle. You know, there's no magic wand here. We've talked about that. But if you want to optimize your health and do the best and be the best you can be, my goodness, I would think you would look into that. Being the best you can be, both mentally, physically, so you can enjoy life more. How important is that? By the way, guess what? I have lost 34 pounds. How about that? I am really working it. I feel so excited. So let me tell you, I'm human like everybody else. I love to eat. There's nothing more. Oh, my goodness. But I do. I mean,
she's worked so hard at it. We are just so proud of her. Every day she comes in and she looks better.
I've lost 34 pounds and I'm so proud. And I've spoken about this before. I'm doing the Zone, Z-O-N-E diet. You go to zonediet.com. And let me tell you, I am eating the pasta that's patented by Dr. Sears. He wrote the book, The Zone. And I'm not getting any compensation for telling you this. The compensation that I'm getting is that I want everybody to try to be healthy too. And I'm trying hard. I eat pasta made by Dr. Sears. It's high protein. It's got 20 grams of protein per serving and only 28 grams of carbs, which is not that high. It's almost 1-to-1. So how about that?
And does it taste good?
It tastes very good.
Very good.
It does.
Because that's the most important thing for anybody.
And it's filling, and because of the high protein content, it sticks with you for a long time.
Nice.
Yeah, and you know, but you have to watch what you eat. You can't. And I'll tell you, I'm to the point where I cannot even eat a whole serving of the pasta I'm supposed to eat. Just can't do it. And so my portions have gotten smaller. I'm not as hungry. Yay!
Yeah.
And I'm losing weight, which, by the way, guess what?
What?
I'm going to my 40th high school reunion this Saturday. Oh, my gosh.
I'd feel bad for you, except my 60th is coming up. No, 50th.
And my 30th is 50th. This fall.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, this fall.
Oh, my gosh, you guys, I feel older.
So I went to Charlotte High School. I graduated class of 1975. And I will tell you, 40 years. You know, when I remember as a kid, I thought 40 years was, oh, it was like a whole chapter of history or more in a book, right?
Yes.
And now 40 years goes, shh.
Yeah. It's incredible.
How could it just go so quick, doesn't it?
I know. I was just in Minnesota for my daughter's 40th birthday, and I still can't believe it.
You remember when she was born?
I do. And I remember when my mother turned 40 and thinking, oh, Mom, you poor girl, you're so old. Oh, geez, that's terrible. Oh, well.
So my 40th high school reunion, I think it's going to be really nice. If anybody has any questions for us today, please give us a call at 206-1580. We just love doing the show. I love doing the show. It's so much fun. And I want to have people come and ask questions. You know, we're talking about hormones, but if you have another question, something that's in the news, you have a question about, give us a ring. We'll talk about it. It's so important that what we can do to help ourselves. So we're going to do another break.
Okay, guys, listen up. You feel like a 70-year-old man in a 45-year-old body can't work out like you used to. Maybe your testosterone is low. You know, testosterone is the dipstick of men's health. Levels decline after 30, accelerated by a variety of environmental chemicals that can convert the reduced testosterone you are producing to estrogen. That's the female hormone, and not good. You can change all that at the Triana Center for Hormone Balance. There, your hormones are measured, a thorough physical done, and a program to restore your hormone balance is laid out for you. Bioidentical hormone pellets are inserted beneath the skin every 4 to 5 months by a certified BioT physician. 15 minutes and you're on your way to feeling better, having more energy, improved muscle tone, and renewed interest in your sex partner. Yay! Still not convinced? Go to the BioT website. That is BioTEmedical.com. Then call 625-1990 for an appointment that will change your life.
Hi, this is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. Let me balance your hormones with BioT. Call me at 941-625-1990 for your appointment.
It's 11:37 here at News Radio 1580 WCCF, the Dr. Triana Show on the air, brought to you by the Triana Center for Hormone Balance. Phone lines wide open, 206-1580, toll free 888-441-1580. And now back to our host in the program, Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
I have a question for you, or not a question, but I think this is a really good point to bring up. A lot of men, and women also, are under the assumption that if a man has had prostate cancer, they cannot have testosterone therapy. And this is not a big secret. I've talked about it on the show before, and I talk about it frequently in the office to our patients, that my husband had prostate cancer and 5 years ago had prostate surgery. And his testosterone basically just fell off the chart. It wasn't even measurable anymore. And he felt terrible. And when he underwent, pellet therapy with Dr. Triana a number of months ago, and he feels so much better. He's more like his old self. He's happier. He has more energy. He feels like doing things. He doesn't have the muscle aches and the joint pain that he used to have. So he just, it's really made a huge difference in his life. And of course, we did the research. Dr. Triana helped us make the decision whether or not he should have testosterone therapy, because anytime you have a diagnosis of cancer, it's terribly frightening. But I think it's doing the men and the women in our audience and our patients a disservice by not getting the word out there and letting them know that helping a low level of testosterone improve does not cause prostate cancer.
Well, it doesn't cause prostate cancer, and that's the whole thing. In fact, the Journal of Urology has an article that it published too, and the whole thing was, men who have low testosterone, does testosterone therapy increase prostate cancer? The answer is no, N-O, it does not. Yeah, because sometimes I say no and people don't hear that word. But it's N-O, no, absolutely not. In fact, they found that this study, and it was published in the Journal of Urology, and that was in 2014. Now, this is one of many articles. Let me explain. There's a very famous doctor, Dr. Morgan Taller, which, by the way, we are going to a BioT conference.
Can't wait.
Can't wait. My whole office, Pat and I, and it, Dr. Morgan Taller, who is from Harvard and is one of the world's leading expert about treating men with testosterone, and he will tell you it does not. That was based on a study that was done in 1940, and it was proven to be wrong. Giving testosterone does not increase your risk for prostate cancer. And now also, after men have been treated adequately for prostate cancer and show no signs of it coming back, for it used to be 5 years, anywhere from 2 to 5 years, those men can also be treated with testosterone. Now, remember, every case is individualized. We're not just throwing it out there. But it is individualized, and in conjunction with the patient's urologist, family doctor, we can balance their hormones. So this thing that men go, oh, I don't want testosterone, I don't want to get prostate cancer. And in fact, Dr. Morgan Taller, who has done so many studies, has actually shown that men with low testosterone are more likely to get prostate cancer. So, no, it does not cause testosterone prostate cancer. And that's very important to understand. And this was done in an academic center, and it was published in the Journal of Urology. So this is very important. So here's another question about testosterone. A lot of people will say, well, you know, I heard that testosterone therapy is going to cause me to have blood clots. You've heard that.
Yes, that's another concern. And, you know, that whole idea originated from years ago when women were given high levels of equine.
Yes.
Estrogen in their birth control and started developing blood clots. I remember when that was a real concern for a woman back in the 70s and 60s that were wanted to use birth control pills.
Right. And the thing is this, again, one of the problems is the estrogen that was used for women when that Women's Health Initiative came out was Premarin, which is not the estrogen that we use in BioT. In BioT, we use bioidentical hormones, the exact same chemical that your body is not producing enough of. You know, that's really interesting. The same chemical. Wow. Well, I guess it would be bioidentical. I tell the patients, if I was a horse, because Premarin is made from the urine of horses. Now, everyone who listens to the show on a regular basis, which, by the way, you're listening to the Dr. Triana Show. If you have a call, 206-1580. I'm here with Pat Thiel, my nurse. We have Zane on the boards. So give us a call. You have a question. We're here for you. And basically, no, I think horses are beautiful, beautiful creatures. But no, I am not a horse. I'm human. So horse estrogen is not NOT. It's not bioidentical. So this article was very interesting. Now, this was in Mayo Clinic Proceedings. You know, Pat's a little biased to Mayo Clinic. How come, Pat? Because you went to school there, right?
Yeah, that was my hometown. I went to school there. It's the only place I ever worked or went to the doctor. I thought every medical environment was the same as a Mayo Clinic. And it wasn't until I got away in my 40s and started working someplace else that I realized that's a very special place.
The Mayo Clinic is number one. So, Pat, that's where she trained also. So this is in the Journal of the Mayo Clinic Proceedings. And they looked at 30,000, over 30,000 American men age 40 and older. And they found the men that were on testosterone, listen to this, that were on different forms of testosterone, there was no increased risk of venous thrombosis. What does that mean? No increased risk of blood clots in the veins. So that is really important. This is another myth we're trying to bust. So that was in 2015, the Mayo Clinic Proceeding. That's a very prestigious journal too. Okay, so we are backing up, and in BioT2, we are backing up with science, with research. You know, it's really funny. I had a patient yesterday. She goes, well, geez, I never heard of hormone pellets. What is that? I tell people, it's this, it's a pure, the size of a grain of rice, pellet of hormone, which is either estrogen or testosterone. And actually, I said, it's been around since the 1930s, but the way it's formulated now, it's formulated so well that these little tiny pellets, we put it under your skin, in your tush, and with a tiny little procedure, doesn't hurt, and those pellets are absorbed by the blood vessels in your fat, right?
Yes, the capillaries in the fat wrap themselves around the pellets and start leaching the medication off. So it's a way to accomplish a delivery of medication that is very clean. The level of hormone that the body absorbs is very consistent. So you don't have the highs and lows of, for instance, testosterone injections. The day you get the injection, your testosterone goes way up. And then it starts to go down so that by the time the next week or 2 weeks comes when it's time to come back and get another injection, you're at the bottom again.
Yeah, that's really important. Very important that everyone understands this. We are trying to keep you a balanced level, not these up and downs or all the way up and then all the way down. We don't want that. That's very, very important.
And another thing, and you're probably going to this, is that in all this conversation about testosterone, I think sometimes women quit listening because they think testosterone is a male hormone. Testosterone is huge on with its impact on the female body as well.
So, yes, and this is a great thing that you said because there's another article that I'm going to talk about, and it's from the American Association of Clinical Endocrinologists, their 24th annual Scientific and Clinical Congress. So, and the doctors that presented this were from the Division of Endocrinology and Metabolism at Texas Tech University Health and Science Center in Odessa. So this is really important. And they're talking about testosterone in men and in women and how to relieve symptoms in men who have low testosterone as a result of natural aging. Yes, that's part of natural aging. The amount of your hormones starts to go down. That's very important. So we want you to know this, that they had a panel of researchers and it said that testosterone therapy can provide significant benefits for men with low testosterone. Significant benefits that It does not increase your vascular risk. We've already said that. We were talking about that in the other article. And that, in fact, it is very important for your bones and, again, the assistance for the brain. So this is very important that we understand that. I know a lot of people are, there also is a role that testosterone helps in common illnesses or comorbidities such as obesity and diabetes. So testosterone plays a role. How does it play a role in diabetes and obesity? First of all, because testosterone helps the insulin that you're producing to work better. So you're less likely to become diabetic. And also, testosterone works on your fat cells. So you can start, and on your muscles, so you can start using up some of that extra glucose that's floating around in your body. Now, again, are we going to give you testosterone and we're going to tell you that you can eat whatever you want whenever you want? No. N-O. We're not going to do that. That's not how it works. We're not going to give you a carte blanche that you go around and you say, well, let me eat how many yo-hos or yo-hos or
ho-hos.
Ho-hos, Little Debbie's, or Johnny Cakes, Twinkies, and get testosterone. It doesn't work that way. It just doesn't work that way. You have to still follow a healthy lifestyle. So if you're already following a healthy lifestyle and you want to do and feel even better, then you should check out your hormones. If you are trying to improve your lifestyle and think, geez, you know, I'm overweight. I'm not doing good with my diet. I think I need a boost, but I'm also going to do my diet, look at my carbohydrates, really be good. Check your hormones too, right?
Absolutely. And it's interesting to see, I mean, the trend you see of all of the diseases and problems that develop as a result of an aging body, diabetes, weight gain, depression, insomnia, memory problems. So many of those things are directly related to the loss of testosterone and estrogen in your body.
And in this article, they talk about, and we're going to get to women, so women don't go away. The candidate for testosterone replacement therapy should undergo a thorough diagnostic workup. And the decision to undergo treatment should be guided by the signs, symptoms, and testosterone concentrations. So that's why we check the levels in the blood. So what about testosterone therapy in women? What is this big myth that women think that that's not a hormone that's important in their body? Hi, it's let's wake up. The reality is it is important.
Very important.
It's very important. And our bodies, i.e. also our ovaries, that was our body part for today, our ovaries produce testosterone. How important. Now, we know that women have been treated with testosterone who are experiencing hypoactive sexual desire disorder. And that affects female sexual function. So what does that mean? Hypoactive sexual desire. That means decreased interest in sex, decreased libido. And with that, many women are unable to achieve an orgasm. They're not interested. Or, for example, in our talk with sex after 50, many women who are in menopause find that because of vaginal dryness, it hurts to have sex. How many times do we hear that?
Oh, all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
So women, you know, how could you enjoy sex if you don't feel comfortable, if it hurts, if it's irritating, or if you have burning feeling in your vagina? So we know that testosterone therapy has been treated, listen to this, and this is in the article, for decades with women with low sexual desire. Decades. This is not a new thing.
Yeah, this isn't new. It's been around for a long time.
And that testosterone therapy is an effective treatment for management, not only for sexual function, But what about the benefits on your muscles and your bones? Remember, this was presented at the American Association for Clinical Endocrinologists. Now, this is very, very important. When you start doing the research and looking to see all the benefits, and it's all put together, and this is what we're here to help you with, to understand why this could benefit you or not. You know, we have patients, we talk to them about it, tell them the benefit, and they said, you know, I'm really not interested. That's fine. But you need to be aware, what is the latest and most important thing, not only for aging, but what's the latest and important for diabetes, for your blood pressure? Very, very important. So it is very important to know that also the use of testosterone in women is seen and shown to help for depression, which is very important. So it plays a role in our well-being. And in this article, they say testosterone is as much a female hormone as it is a male hormone. How about that?
Amazing.
Isn't that amazing? And that women who are truly androgen deficient, which means testosterone deficient, would benefit from testosterone therapy. In BioT, we treat women not only with estrogen, but they also get testosterone, which, as I tell women, your ovaries do produce testosterone. Isn't that amazing?
Fascinating, actually, when you really get to understand how the whole mechanism works.
It is really important. Now, in this article, they say the favorable, now listen to this, favorable means improving and decreasing what the, not only the testosterone treatment, but it decreases fat mass, increases muscle mass, and decreases insulin resistance. Remember we talked about insulin? How important insulin is? And what is insulin resistance? That's when your body produces insulin, but the insulin doesn't work well because we either don't have enough insulin or the insulin we produce is not attaching to those receptors in your cells, which are in your whole body, even including your muscles. I think that pretty much sums it up. Isn't that great? You have a question, Zane?
No, I'm good.
So, I mean, insulin resistance, I think that's really important to look at. Because insulin resistant is the first problem we see before people become diabetics.
Yes.
And it's that belly fat, too. Because that belly fat, boy, does that produce chemicals that fights our insulin. And I tell people that. That's one of the reasons that I'm also trying to lose weight. What is it I can do to get healthier? How important is that? Also with balancing hormones. And I have my pellets. I have my hormone therapy. And I feel great about it.
So do I.
So, right. And how many, I would say, and I'm just blown away. Pat, would you say our success rate with our patients is 98
to 99%?
99%. That patients are coming back and saying, I feel so good. I'm going to do my treatment again. And remember, the treatment for women lasts 3 to 4 months, and men, 6 to 7 months. So we are really, that's really just catching fire.
It's really amazing. You know, when you, I know I, when I see TV or I look through a magazine, a men's muscle magazine, or even if I go to my favorite shopping center, I see these health food stores and these stores associated with nutrition, and they all have their testosterone tablets, and they have their, I don't know if it's injectable or not, but what do you have to say about that kind of testosterone that they sell for bodybuilders?
We do not want to ever give testosterone by mouth. It will affect your liver, and my goodness, you need your liver to live. So no, I do not recommend that. The injections are beneficial, but they also have their drawbacks in that it's not as physiologic. In other words, not like your body that works with the BioT, the pellets are slowly absorbed. It's more of a natural balance. With the injections, you have these peak and valleys. In other words, the testosterone level goes really high, then it goes really low. Now, one of the other things that was mentioned in this article, that the benefits include improved libido. Wow, that means more interest in sex. Well, we never got to do our topic about the birds and the bees and sex after 50, but we will.
You have to devote a show to that because it's just really, really interesting.
It is very interesting. Improve energy level, mood, and sense of well-being. So thank you, Pat.
Oh, thank you,
Zane. This is Dr. Elizabeth Triana from the Dr. Triana Show. And I love that everyone is listening to our show. We welcome callers. Stay healthy and God bless.
WCCF, Punta Gorda, Port Charlotte, coming to you from the Grand Air Services Studios.